Peter and the time-traveling box. In the quiet town of Cardboard Hills, Peter discovered something quite extraordinary. Hidden behind some bushes was a refrigerator box, but this was no ordinary box. As soon as Peter opened the door, he was amazed to find it was much bigger on the inside. The walls were lined with buttons, each shimmering like distant stars. Sounds filled the air as Peter, filled with curiosity, pressed a glowing red button. In a flash of light, Peter was no longer in Cardboard Hills. He stood before the grandeur of the Roman Empire, with its towering marble buildings and bustling marketplaces. And could be heard in the distance. Peter couldn't believe his eyes. He had travelled through time. Back home, Peter's younger brother Ares had been watching. Ares, a tad mischievous, also wanted to try the mysterious time machine. He imagined becoming a hero who could beat up the challenges of any era. Without hesitation, he hopped into the box and mashed the buttons. Ares arrived in Rome, but his idea of beating up the world was to challenge the Roman games. Peter saw the confusion, and people were not fighting but celebrating strength and skill. He realized he needed to help Ares understand that true strength was in friendship, and bravery was in facing challenges without violence. Together, the two attended the games, cheering on the competitors. Ares learned that beating the world meant doing your best, being kind, and making friends. Surrounded them as they watched athletes compete with honor. As the brothers bonded, Peter knew it was time to return home. He guided Ares back to the box, and with a heartfelt talk about their adventure, they pressed the button to travel back to their time. Sounds whirred once more, and the brothers returned to Cardboard Hills, where they left the box for other imaginative adventures, but this time with lessons of history and unity in their hearts.